George Washington Carver was born during the summer of 1861, a year after the Civil War had begun. When George was just an infant, he and his mother were kidnapped by night riders. They became separated, and their former owner, Moses Carver, found George. The Carvers took George in and treated him like a son. The nearby woods were George's favorite place. He loved studying the various and rare plants and animals. Carver was upset at the fact that he could not go to school because there was not one nearby. When he turned 10, he walked 8 miles to the town of Neosho. There, a nice couple provided him with a bed, a Bible, and took him to church. In Neosho, Carver went to school in a one-room schoolhouse. Many years later, Carver graduated from high school in 1885. After that, George enrolled at Highland College in Kansas. He received his bachelor's degree in 1894. Then Carver was awarded his master's degree in 1896. After graduating, George assisted Lewis Pamel at Simpson College in Iowa. Then he moved to Alabama to work at Tuskegee Institute. There, he taught how to raise crops in the dry southern soil. He recommended raising peanuts and sweet potatoes in dry soil. George found many uses for the sweet potato and peanut, including soap, peanut butter, plastic, ink, rubber, and glue. Carver was very loved in the North, and he received many awards. This well-educated, amazing, interesting, inventive son of a slave died on January 5th, 1943.